It's clear that most Spartans at the time were taken aback by this the Athenian action, and especially the attitude of Themistocles. But most Spartans seem to have identified this arrogance with the democratic leader far more than with the city. Themistocles, from the start, had problems not only with the Spartans, but also with his own political opponents, because he took a stance which I think courted disaster for Athens. In 479 BC, Themistocles, and maybe in the long run he was correct, but in 479 he was not, saw that Sparta was a far more dangerous foe to Athens than any kind of resurgent Persia, that Persia was now out of the picture. But only Themistocles understood that. Most Greeks thought that Persia was still a credible threat. And his policies and attitudes towards Sparta would have probably resulted in a clash between the Athenians and the Spartans, and Athens would not have won that war. It would have been over pretty quickly. Themistocles also found out that as a democratic leader, all democratic leaders have the problem of facing the electorate. And in 479-478 BC, the question was for Themistocles is, what have you done for me lately? Themistocles had used the law of ostracism to run his political opponents out of town. He could never do that again. His political opponents would not allow themselves to be isolated like that. He had argued to use the mines to build the fleet, to build the navy, to reimburse or pay Athenian citizens for service. All of that is past. What new measures could be taken by Themistocles to court public favor? And there really wasn't very much in the period of Reconstruction after the Persian Wars. And above all, Themistocles was a creature of the assembly. He, as Pericles, just like Pericles a generation later, spent most of his time in Athens directing policy, dealing with the Spartans, and commanding majorities in the assembly, which he had to persuade each time. There was no inevitable conclusion to an assembly that Themistocles would just snap his fingers and everyone would follow his orders. On the other hand, that meant his political opponents, the conservatives, Aristides the Just, and above all, the son of Miltiades, Cimon, they led the expeditions overseas. They were winning the wars, they were winning the credit, and they were becoming the darlings of not only the allies, but of the Athenian assembly. And as a result, Themistocles found himself isolated, outmaneuvered, and probably in 476, maybe in 477 BC, the date is uncertain, he was ostracized by the Athenian assembly. We actually have ostraca from that ostracism that were found on the Acropolis. The remarkable point about them is they were all painted or written by six different individuals on very neatly clipped bases of vases, so it looks as if his opponents made sure that everyone had the right ostraca to throw when the vote was actually taken. Not quite stuffing the ballot box, but assisting the illiterate voters to get the name right. In any case, that was just the least of Themistocles' worries. He ended up leaving Athens and going into the Peloponnesus and, of all things, organizing a democracy in Argos. That didn't thrill the Spartans. First you go to Argos and then you turn it into a democracy. And made himself a general nuisance in the Peloponnesus. And eventually the Spartans came to Athens and complained so much about him that the case was brought before a trial of what is often called a Hellenic Council. And we're not even sure what it is. It's apparently some sort of meeting based on the alliance in 480 BC, and it was determined that Themistocles should be exiled, that is, not ostracized from Athens, but exiled from Greece. And through a series of misadventures, Themistocles eventually ends up in all places on the shores of Asia Minor in Persian territory, and we're told that he does a 6-month crash course in Persian and writes a letter to the king of Persia, which at this point is probably still Xerxes, although some of the sources say it's Artaxerxes' son. And essentially it goes this way. Themistocles starts the letter, "I know, O great king, I am the Greek who did the most damage to you, but then I'm the Greek who can do the most good for you." And Themistocles' fast talking gets him in a state in Asia Minor where his descendants are still ruling generations later. So Themistocles takes a quiet retirement as a Persian baron in Asia Minor. In the meantime, Athens was left to his opponents. And his political opponents turned out to be an extraordinary set of leaders, above all, Cimon.